We apprehend our own consciousness and mental processes in the first person, that is, in a subjective and experiential manner. Brain events, however, are measured in the third person, that is, from the outside in an objective manner. Brain events and mental processes are completely parallel, like the two sides of the same metal. This view is defended by neuroscientist Jean-Pierre Changeau. The underlying assumption is that the brain states create the mind states, not the other way around. Mentalism. The whole of the inner experience, the world of the humanities, long rejected by 20th century scientific materialism, becomes recognized and included within the domain of science. Neuroscientist Roger Sperry. Mental processes and consciousness arise from brain activity, emergent, but they actually exist and make a difference, dynamic. Mental events, thoughts, and feelings can make things happen in the brain. Therefore, they are neither identical with nor reducible to neural events. But conscious experience cannot exist apart from the physical brain. Nobel Prize winner Roger Sperry is the main proponent of this view. Substance dualism. I think, therefore I am. Philosopher René Descartes, 1596-1650. Sometimes called Cartesian dualism after the French philosopher and mathematician Descartes, this position argues that there are two fundamental kinds of entirely separate substances, mind and matter. Dualistic interactionism. Since materialist solutions fail to account for our experienced uniqueness, we are constrained to attribute the uniqueness of the psyche or soul to a supernatural spiritual creation. Neuroscientist John Eccles. Consciousness and other aspects of the mind which can influence neural events can occur independently of the brain, generally through aspects of quantum mechanics. This view is associated with neuroscientists John Eccles and Wilder Penfield, as well as philosopher Karl Popper. The nature of consciousness. The puzzle that Qualia presents for materialist neuroscience is really an aspect of the puzzle of consciousness. How much does your consciousness, your awareness of yourself as a unified self, weigh? How many yards would your thoughts stretch if they were laid out end to end? In the 17th century, the French mathematician and philosopher René Descartes sought to protect the very existence of the human mind and consciousness from attack by the materialist philosophy growing up around him.